I have some concerns about it, and my concerns revolve around, well, first of all, what I'm happy about is forethought, that we're planning for the potential, and in the past, I know just this hospital has just had to come to the city and ask for money, so I'm pleased about that. I am concerned about a couple of things. One is that we're hopeful that TruBridge is going to improve our cash flow situation, and we're hopeful that we won't be in another clawback situation and moving into the future on, from the government. But if, as we move forward, we're living more in a line of credit, and my concern is we're planning for a hospital, we're planning for this, we're planning a new hospital, we're planning for this, we're planning for that, and we have to take out a $500,000 line of credit to bridge ourselves. I get very concerned if we're moving forward with large plans while we're sitting in our line of credit, and I'd like to have some guidance there from the assembly about how that is accessed, utilized, and I would like us to be very aware of when that's utilized, because the city is on the hook for that $500,000. The hospital is the city. It's not a separate business. It is the city. And so the community is on the hook for the $500,000 if something was to go tragically wrong up there. So I appreciate sort of the autonomy of the hospital and the unique relationship it has with the borough. But at the same time, I would really like to see some other stipulations in there. I'm very concerned about that $500,000 being used to bridge if we were to build a new hospital and we weren't getting our enhanced reimbursement, that all of a sudden becomes part of the bridging effort, which would add interest to our overall costs. So those are things that I would like to understand better, I guess, as we move forward and to see in writing. I also, there's nowhere in here that tells me what the rate or the cost of this money is to our community. It's just $500,000, but I'm not sure if it's a if it's tied into prime, if it's subprime, if it's plus prime. I'm not, there's nothing there on that. And I think if I had to answer questions to community members, I wouldn't be able to answer them effectively. From what I've read.
Yes, go ahead.
I guess I share some of Steve's concerns. It's a lot easier to pull a credit card out and use it than it is to go ask for money. So I would like to see some kind of structure set up that if we get into the hospital has to go into this line of credit, that they have to come and get approval to do so. And then we're aware of what's going on in the situation. I think the line of credit's a good idea, because it's better than to come to the city and ask for money we may not have available at the moment. So, but I would like to see some safeguards put on this money so that it's just not a credit card or a runaway account.
There was a couple of questions here, I think, that Mr. Bezanka brought up. One of them was about the callback of the money. It's my understanding that this is not unusual. This happens all the time. Is that correct?
Yes.
The CMS, for those not knowledgeable, is Medicare. They are the people that handle the billing and everything for Medicare. Is that correct?
Yes.
And they pay out so much, and then they go back through and say, well, maybe this doesn't qualify, we're gonna pull that much money. They don't actually take the money out. They hold that as a debt against future reimbursement or future reimbursements. And so that, it's not an unusual thing. It happens all over, not just in Wrangell, but all over in the medical field. And yes, go ahead, anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, that is correct. And the previous year, Petersburg was, and I wish Doran were here because I can't remember the amount, but it was a huge amount. It was like $700,000 all at once. And it's, I've asked Marty Michaels, our cost report repair, how can we anticipate and plan for whether we're going to get money back or are we going to have to pay? Because there's a mid-year, mid-year assessment, if you will, and then there's the final end of the year, and then there's an audit of that year. So there's three different times when you can get money or have to pay money. And so, for instance, one of the times when we got money, and then at the end, so I, to me that seemed as if we were being underpaid. So mid-year they made up some of it, is how it appeared. But then at the end of the year, our volumes had gone up, the rate per day went down, and now they're wanting lots of money paid back. And Marty, and so I said, how can a person anticipate and prepare for that? And he said, well, he said, it actually has nothing to do, this mid-year reconciliation has nothing to do with what's really going to happen. And he called it Mickey Mouse accounting. And I'm sure there's something more to it than that, but it makes it very difficult to plan, which is why we're seeking the line of credit. In terms of the question about the interest rate is a great one. We actually had hoped to be further along in the process so we would actually have a package or a couple that we were going to choose from for you to know about. But one of the banks asked that we go through this process first before we move forward with them, because that's just the way I think the approval process, they think that it works. So I talked to Jeff, and that's what we decided that we would do. That was just one bank. The other one might not. We're looking locally first, of course, and they might not have required that. But so what we put in the proposal was that we would seek the most favorable terms that we can find for Wrangell Medical Center, although we would like to do business locally. So we're not going to necessarily go to another state or someplace else to get a better terms than what we might be able to get here, because it probably won't be that different. So.
I guess I'd also like to understand if we had looked at, you know, instead of the hospital paying interest, is there a possibility to create a fund where we set aside monies, if we have that money available, that's sitting and available for them to access, so we save that interest, I mean, as a potential. I have a little bit of a hard time with voting yes to something to find out later what the interest rate is going to be. I would never sign a car agreement without knowing what the particulars are, and so I appreciate that you, in order to get a quote from that one bank, you've got to have the borough assembly sign on, but I'm sure they have to be able to appreciate that we represent a community, and they would like to know what the terms are before we vote yes. And maybe there's another bank that would be willing to give a quote that maybe they don't want our business that bad, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was going to ask the same thing about rather than get a line of credit from some bank or something like that. Is there a way that, as a city, that we could actually make it easier for them to access money from us, you know, rather than pay interest also?
Do you want to talk about that?
Well, okay, well, the only thing I would say is that I know that there's been I felt like there's been a pretty strong message that the hospital should not be coming to the city borough for money if we have a shortfall. So we're trying to find another way to even out the variability in our cash flow. And the hospital has no debt whatsoever, and there aren't very many businesses our size that aren't leveraged at all. So I think that, you know, I think that we are in a bit of a rough spot, but I don't think that that is the wave of the future. And I do think that for a long time, we've had a lot of money tied up in accounts receivable, which I believe we will begin to free up. That doesn't change the fact, though, that over the long haul, the reimbursements are going to continue to decrease and the cost is going to continue to go up. And at some point, I would love it if there would be a joint planning session around how do we ensure that we will have a hospital here 30 years from now and not wait until some other change happens in CMS or in Medicaid or what have you, and then be scrambling. I do think that with their most city, boroughs, or county hospitals get some measure of support from the municipality. We do not, and we've been able to manage that way. But according to Doran's assessment of Petersburg and Wrangell Medical Center, at some point that really needs to be looked at because it may not be, and I think it's probably not going to be, possible forever. So if we want to remain independent, and I believe that this community does, I think that can happen. I think we could have a hospital here 30 years from now, but it may require some just intense planning and thinking and collaborating around how do we ensure that now and long into the future. And the only other thing I would say about that is all of our long-term beds are full. And we've had a waiting list for off and on for quite a while. We want our people in this community to be able to age at home, that they're able to stay connected to the community that way. Their loved ones are here. And so we are just trying, you know, all business ideas that we can to continue to move forward. But at some point, you know, we may need to have a bigger conversation. And Jeff, you were going to say something about it.
Well, I'm just saying if the assembly wanted to do something where it was a city line of credit, certainly that's up to the assembly.
Wouldn't we have more, address the concern that we'd have more control by doing it that way rather than doing it with the line of credit?
I don't know if you'd have, I think you'd have as much control as you wanted with either one of them.
Okay.
If the assembly, whenever they're, I don't know how quickly, you know, they would learn something, and whether there's a meeting or whether it would be at the manager level or making those decisions and reporting to the assembly as something was paid or paid back or how, you know, whatever it was, or, you know, a monthly report or whatever. But I think that can be done, and that approval either way, whether you want to have it out of a city pot of money or if you want to do the line of credit so they're kind of doing their own thing. But I think either way, those things, those approval processes can be included either in the line of credit or they can be done through something with a city pot of money. It's pretty much up to the assembly.
I guess my question, Jeff, is do we have the money to set in a pool like that? Mm-hmm. Would it rob from you to do other things?
No. We could set aside a portion of the general fund. There's an adequate amount in there. You know, we could certainly do that if that's what the assembly would like to do.
I had a couple of just thoughts. I'm not sure exactly what I think about this, but I like the idea of it being in-house for a couple of reasons, saving interest and stuff, but then you're also tasking someone to do the duties of sort of what a bank would be doing, city staff, right? Managing this line of credit in and out, whatever. Whether it's a big deal or not, I don't know. In the motion, I was thinking one change that might maybe help with some of the uncertainty we have about what the full proposal would be. Maybe we could just approve them seeking a line of credit, and that way, you know, like the final approval would come back to us at the end once they had the terms in front of us. I don't know if that would satisfy the banks.
I don't know that answer, but we could try that. We don't want to. It would be ideal if we can be a bit more nimble than that. So mm-hmm. If we need it, we're not having to wait until the next opportunity to get everybody together, but we will, of course, defer to whatever you all decide.
Do you anticipate that you're going to need this in the next 30 days?
I don't think so.
because it's pretty tight knit. I mean, because you said that the money that they're clawing back is going to be done proportionately over time. So
yes.
This isn't like a glut. And we have currently $488,000 mm-hmm. in cash on hand. Now, I don't know if that includes what your receivables is. So I don't know what your actual cash on hand is, but is that your actual cash on hand?
Accounts receivable is about $4.2 million. It just has stayed pretty...
Sorry, I mean payable.
Oh, well, that was factored in.
So you have $488,000 cash on hand after you paid everything.
Right now we do, and then I think it would go to around $403,000, and so it is going to drift. We expect it to drift down. We're being pretty conservative because we don't want a surprise either. So.
And you see by September that you're down to 203, which is probably less than 30 days operating.
Mm-hmm. And in October, it could potentially dip down more if we get no results from the True Ridge effort. But
right,
I believe
we're anticipating that that's going to work out. And
we think that we'll start feeling the results of that by then, yes.
So I guess my question is that you're not really anticipating having to access this within the next 30 days.
We aren't anticipating it.
Okay.
But we would like to be, you know, like I say, better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. So.
And I appreciate that. What I'm trying to get at is that if we were researching things a bit more, so mm-hmm. we had more data to work from, and there was a shortfall, and we had to have a special meeting to help out during that shortfall, would mm-hmm. that be a possibility, Jeff? Is that within our purview to do something like that?
And that would work for us as well.
So I guess a clarification, the line of credit, the Wrangell Medical Center's intention is only to use it as a last resort.
I see us using it as a buffer for when we have more volatility in our cash flow. For instance, at the beginning of the fiscal year, we always have all of our insurance comes due. We were able to change some of those so that we pay them more throughout the year. But there are certain times of the year when, you know, we just have more things. And like, for instance, what happened in November was we had three big things that happened all at once. And having the line of credit then would have made things just flow much more smoothly.
Sure. So it's not necessarily going to be a regular operating procedure to be using the line of credit.
That's our hope is that it would not be.
Yeah. Okay.
It would be a cushion for an emergency, if you will.
Okay. And then secondly, on some of the concerns that folks had about sort of getting notification through the assembly, so we had a new, when it's being utilized, because then that's a sort of a sign of a mm-hmm. potential emergency situation. I mean, is that kind of covered in monthly reports that we're getting, what I'm asking is how can we practically solve that issue? How do you see that?
The reporting issue?
Yeah.
Well, I guess one of two ways, either if the assembly required is whether it's with the city or whether it's with a bank, the line of credit, if they wanted to have an approval at my office. So say they run into something, okay, we're going to need to access this within the next 5 days so we can make payroll. They could call up me or send me some information and say, this is the reason why, da 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 da. I guess I could approve that and they could proceed with it. I would in turn could email the information to the assembly that if you want that immediate thing. Otherwise, when Marla or whoever else is there after her does their monthly meeting, if that's fine, that period of time, they could say, you know, this last month, this is our cash flow, we accessed this, or we paid this much back on the line of credit, or, you know, however the assembly would want to have that information, we could do either, whether it was instant or, and that, again, that could go with either the bank or if it's the assembly chose to do something through the city itself. So. What? So,
you can finish, Jeff.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if there are any things like that, certainly however, whatever you do here, you know, certainly just list them out here so we're clear what you would like us to do, and we'd be more than happy to do that. So,
I guess given that information, I personally would prefer the Wrangell Medical Center to at least seek a line of credit with a bank or several banks, and bring back that information to us with the knowledge that, you know, we're willing to look at what the city could do as well, depending on what you find with the commercial banks, and then go from there. I mean, I think that makes sense and is not too cumbersome. I mean, and if there's not a crisis right now, we're willing to hold a special meeting and
that seems very workable to me.
I just had a couple questions on that. This resolution is for a bank or other financial institution. How would that work if the city was to secure this? This would have to, that wouldn't cover the city. It's only for a bank or for other financial institution.
We come before you with the line of credit from a commercial bank. That was the hospital's plan. If we wanted to have that to be the city, be the line of credit, we would have to change this.
Okay.
So you'd have to do an amendment to
the... Repeal. You can repeal. And then do a new resolution.
Then how...
So you can't modify this?
I would not modify that.
Okay. The one thing, I think before they can go to the bank, they need a resolution that the city is okay with that. Now, you could put a stipulation in the motion that we adopt this, and then to come back to the city once you've got choices of banks' proposals or whatever.
I think we could, and I'll have to ask Mara, but if we change the wording of this to you say enter an agreement, could you change it to say seek an agreement?
That would be fine.
And then we could review the agreement before you entered into it.
Absolutely.
You can do that.
What was the wording of the motion?
The wording of the motion.
Just
to adopt
the motion. Okay, it just says it doesn't say from who.
Right.
But it's approving a line of credit.
But it's approving. Yeah. So if the assembly were to pass this, you'd be passing this resolution. So just the what's after it says approving line of credit is just kind of giving information to what you're approving. My suggestion would be if the assembly wishes to approve the resolution. And then when Marla comes back with the information, and we would have a special meeting to either repeal this resolution and adopt a new resolution that would meet the needs. The reason why I would suggest not changing the wording is because the whereas clauses are based on what that resolution says at the top and on the bottom. So
it'd be the cleanest way, wouldn't it? The other thing I have for Jeff is if we assembly decides to have the borough as the backer, so to speak, how does that tie in with the procurement and that? How much could you approve under our ordinances for the hospital to use?
Well, I think if the assembly approved some kind of action, I mean, it's a city. We're not actually spending the money. It's being used or transferred to a city department. So they would be spending the money, and as long as they were spending the money under the procurement rules, I don't think that would apply. It'd be no different than if they come down here and said, we can't make payroll, we need $100,000, and the assembly approved it, we would write a check out. And again, it's not really a procurement issue, it's a And we've had the same issue with the light plant years ago before we had Taiyi Power. Light plant was in the debt to the general fund for $1 million because they didn't have enough money to replace engines and do all the things they had to do. And so we've had enterprise funds before be in trouble that had a negative cash balance, and it, and basically the city, you know, it has to keep running. You can't shut the water plant off or the sewer plant or, in this case, the hospital. So we have done things like that before, and I think you'd be okay with the procurement issue.
Yes.
Can I ask what? If that's a way we can do it, and we know there's funds in the general fund to do it that way, what's the upside of getting a line of credit? Why wouldn't we just use the city's money and save that interest? I just want to understand the upside. Why would you?
Well, I don't see an upside to getting a line of credit. The reason that we're doing it is because we felt that there was a strong desire that we not come to the city borough for help if we needed to. So I'm hearing a different message now. I'm encouraged by that because we need the partnership with the city borough assembly, and that doesn't take away any of our responsibility to do everything we can to run an organization that proves that we are good stewards of the community's trust. That's what we're here to do. So I don't see the downside. We need your partnership.
Yes. Well, we'd rather we not pay out $500,000. I still strongly feel that way. I like that idea in terms of it creates for me a greater control for the community because it's incurring a debt for our community. That's what we're talking about here.
Yes.
And the community has no say about that debt. It just will happen. And I like the idea that the assembly is partnering with you on that so that if we have questions about things while that debt's being incurred or we have community members asking us questions about it, we can get some answers to that. So I like that idea. I like the partnering idea.
Please do. We want to be understand this completely.
My heart is really here at the Rainbow Medical Center. So I want to just really affirm that that the Rainbow Medical Center is not only critical for allowing our elders to age at home and for people to be able to get care here and not have to leave the island in order to get something done that we could easily do here ourselves. We have really good medical staff. Our physicians are very, very good. Our staff is very good. And we want to keep the hospital here to take care of patients and to take care of our long-term care residents. But it's also a huge economic driver. Between the hospital and AICS, we represent 25% of the payroll in Wrangell based on some data that we got off the City Borough website. And that doesn't count the multiplier factor. So, the hospital, if we didn't have it, and Dennis McMillan from the Foraker Group really emphasized this, there's so many other things that would begin to cave. If we started to falter, we would lose our best people. That starts up a situation that is very difficult to reverse. It would affect the schools. It might affect the Forest Service. There's just so many reasons why we don't want to even contemplate that eventuality, and we don't have to. Because I really believe that we're able to pay our own bills, which in today's world, with critical access hospitals closing all over the country, that's remarkable. And there's a reason for that. It's because people love the hospital here, and they come here instead of going somewhere else, going to Seattle or somewhere else to get their care. So it may take some support, more than just being able to oversee a loan, to have this treasure in this community 30 years from now. So that's, I'm just asking that we would open up that dialogue, ideally when Doran is here, because he can speak better to the financial side. But it's just an important conversation to have, and it would be better to have it sooner than later, in my view.
Yeah. Thank you. Go ahead.
Just one last thing. If that's the direction the assembly would like to go, we could bring back another resolution. We're probably going to have a special meeting anyway for the property tax ordinance change shortly in the first part of August. We could bring back a resolution that models it more towards the city doing it, if that's the assembly's wish.
I would like to just understand our options, that if that's a possibility, I'd like to understand that. And I'd like to know what the banks are going to charge us, and I'd like to know the pros and cons of that. Because if we have the money available and we can create up a system that makes it easy for the administration, I mean, it can't be prohibitive for them to access that money if we're putting it aside for them, I think.
And again, a bunch of things, I guess, so we provide that to the assembly. I mean, is there an interest rate you want to charge? Do you want to know, or do you want to just come and make those decisions? Some of that, like she said, that I don't know how willing the banks would be without some commitment of the city to ask. I mean, I know a couple of the bankers that, you know, I could probably say at least about what would this be if we were to do this.
Doesn't make any sense to me that we charge the hospital interest. My goal for even suggesting this was that we avoid putting more fees and charges on the hospital because they're already having a hard time making it work. So if they need access to this line and we can provide it, then I would say having fees would not be great.
And that's fine.
But by the same token, I also think just some that accountability line in terms of how long we figure it will take. And I'm not saying that there needs to be, we don't want to make this onerous, otherwise they can't access it. And then it's no use to them and they should get a bank line of credit. But at the same time, it would be nice for the community to know, you know, where we're at. Because as soon as we access our line of credit, the hospital technically is insolvent. They don't have enough money to meet the demands of their bills and their things. They may have receivable, but you don't have access to receivables. And I think that's important for us to know and for the community to understand and the plan to get out of the line.
So, you're asking for options, so do you, I guess we're not supposed to ask each other questions technically on the assembly, I guess in my opinion, our options are either to approve this. I think we can amend this to seek options that come back, or just move forward with the city. I kind of would like to see the options and the city at a special meeting where we have maybe two bank options in the city and we have the three to look at. But that's...
The resolution, the proposed resolution, the heading be changed from with a banker, with a borough, or a bank or other financial institution.
See, I wouldn't suggest that because you have the whereas clauses, you have the body of the resolution does not support that.
I don't read it that way, quite frankly. From what I read, it just, the whereas, it just goes into the reasons for it. And not necessarily that it doesn't anywhere, none of the whereas says anything about a financial institution.
Mr. Mayor, my thought was that we would only change one word in the resolution. It's under the whereas number two. Change to enter a line of credit to say to seek a line of credit. Just one word in the resolution.
I like that better.
And the resolution would move forward to seek line of credits with the commercial institutions, bring that back. We'd have to amend our motion to say that we want them to bring that back to us. And at the time that they bring that back to us, we will then also have in front of us, okay, a city option, which would look like X. But that's separate from this motion. We just would task staff to bring that to us when this other stuff comes back. Unless we want to throw away the commercial option and just go with the city.
I would just like to throw away the commercial option and set up something through the city. Again, because it makes no sense to me to have a city, I mean, it's a city enterprise. Why we would, if we can afford it ourselves to do it in-house, why would we not do that and not incur further debt for the hospital?
I agree with Steve. That's why I asked my question, that there's no upside to paying
fee. The option then is, I understand, to put this to a vote, since it's on, it's, the motion's been made, we'd have to put this to a vote and approve it or vote it down, and then proceed with any other options. Is that correct?
Correct.
Are there any other further questions or comments?
Yeah. After we disapprove this or approve it, can we then enter in this meeting on to something else?
No, they'd have to.
I would, you could give direction to either me or the borough manager to gather the information that you set forth and then to bring it back to either a special meeting or the next meeting.
We couldn't approve it.
Because it wasn't, okay. It wasn't advertised that way.
Okay.
Any further questions, comments? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Korsanka?
No.
Rooney?
No.
Decker?
No.
Howell?
No.
Mitchell?
No.
And Mayor Jack?
No.
Can I make a motion, or can I make a recommendation that we ask the city manager to work with the hospital CEO to set up a fund not to exceed $500,000 that would be derived from our general fund that would be set aside for access to the hospital, for access from the hospital to meet shortfalls moving forward in the future.
Yeah. No, I don't have. My
is
question
is.
That wasn't a motion.
He said he wanted to make a motion.
No,
oh,
I can't make a
sorry.
Motion.
Okay,
I just
sorry
was
about that.
So is that to proceed?
That's to proceed with a plan.
That we'll bring back to you?
Yes.
Okay.
And further, I would recommend that we do this quickly so that this is in place as soon as possible, and that if we need to hold a special meeting, that we do so.
Well, we will be bringing the special meeting on the tax date thing, so we could bring that at the same time, and we can do that as quickly as possible.
What I would like is if somebody can make a motion for that special date, that way we don't have to go through all that paperwork. So maybe if we could set it for maybe August.
We can do it before the 15th. I would
like
that.
Yeah.
All about you, Steve.
It's all about me.
Maybe the 12th. August 12th would be a good date. If that's okay.
What date? Time.
What date did you say?
What date did you say?
The 12th is perfect.
Oh, okay.
Will that work?
That will work.
If they did adopt it, we could do it.
Somebody make a motion to that.
Can I get a motion for August 12th for a special date?
I'll make a motion to set the date of the special assembly meeting on August 12th.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Korsanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. You've been provided with the summary of that. Item 15, executive session, you have none. Item 16 is adjournment. We will adjourn at 9:03 p.m.